PMM 531.
And this morning, Mabel, a bit of a cultural exchange of sorts. I like that.
Yeah, so there's been a video posted on Twitter, and a Samoan bride in Sydney has posted it up, and the video is of an item at her wedding reception, and the item's a Samoan sasa, right, which is perfectly normal. Samoan sasas performed at a lot of events, celebrations and everything like that, but this one's a little bit different because it was organised by her sisters, and what's different about this one is that the sasa is being done to a Korean pop song. Have a listen. So you can't see the actions, but that's the music that a sasa, it's an actual legit sasa, is being done to.
And just to let everybody know, if you're wondering what K-pop song that was from, BTS. And the reason I know is because my daughter's part of the army, BTS army. Oh my gosh.
Which funnily enough was hashtagged in the video, hashtag BTS army. And the video has been shared more than 4,000 times.
Yeah.
And has almost 10,000 likes on Twitter. And I've scrolled through some of those likes and comments, and a lot of it was genuine interest from other Korean pop fans, or BTS, other BTS ARMY members, you know, genuinely interested and intrigued and wanting to know more about this. Well, what is this cultural dance that, you know, you're performing to a BTS song? And they're loving it, and they're asking, oh, what country is this? And obviously raising a little bit more of awareness around Samoan culture. But at the same time, some Samoans aren't happy with it. I'll read out some of the comments. Some people don't like the remixing of the Samoan culture with the Korean culture. Somebody commented saying, please label this as an alternative Samoan siva. So for those who do not know the culture, don't mistake it as a sasa, because it's not. Somebody else said, please don't ever disrespect our ancestors with this lapisi. And then some people are actually quite okay with it. There's a girl saying, seeing a lot of shade directed at this wedding item, but I actually enjoyed it. It's not traditional, but it was heartfelt and personalised for the person that they love. Please let them live.
Please let them live.
Yeah, and other people are just like, oh, I don't know why everybody's so mad. It's actually pretty cool. It's different. It's no different to when you see a boy dance group do a whātau pati. To an upbeat English song, so leave them alone. So what are your thoughts?
To me, oh my gosh. Let's put it this way. There's always going to be traditionalists versus the, you know, the contemporists sort of thing, you know what I mean? So let's say, for example, if this was, you know, like a Tongan Tawalunga or something, and it was done to, you know, an English song, which I've seen as well, and other, you know, what are your thoughts? What's your initial reaction? To me, it's like, oh, no. I think anything that helps to promote our culture and our, you know, our culture and our language, well, not music in this case, but our culture to other people that are genuinely interested, and then maybe they came because of the BTS song, but then learning more, and then, oh, well, I might go visit, and then next minute, you know, tourism builds up around the whole Pacific.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Yeah, I see it the same way. I think it's harmless. I mean, if they labelled it as this is a traditional sasa and classed it that way, then maybe they're treading around, you know, the edge there. But, yeah, I think it was a bit, like, it was a special performance. It wasn't for any cultural competition.
Of course. And only the fact that it was shared on social media.
Yeah, that it got a little bit of backlash.
Furor.
I mean, it was special for the bride, because if you watch the video, she was jumping up and down. She couldn't believe that they were going to perform to one of her favourite songs.
And there you go,
she's
see?
A huge K-pop fan.
Which is going back to what you said, one of the comments about it being, you know, personalised for the person. Because obviously she's, you know, part of the BTS army. But when you can, you know, what is it, using that, but also honouring her cultural identity through the sasa, then... Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see if I can post that up on Facebook so you can share your thoughts as well.